Real Madrid CF from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. Real Madrid Club de Football, commonly known as Real Madrid, is a professional association football club based in Madrid, Spain. It is the most successful team in Spanish football and was voted by FIFA as the most successful football club of the 20th century, having won a record 31 La Liga titles, 17 Spanish Copa del Rey Cups, 8 Spanish Super Cups, a record 9 UEFA Champions Leagues, 2 UEFA Cups, 1 UEFA Super Cup, and 3 Intercontinental Cups. Real Madrid was a founding member of FIFA and the now defunct G14 group of Europe's leading football clubs, as well as its replacement, the European Club Association. The word Real and the club's name is the Spanish term for royal and was given by the King Alfonso XIII in 1920, together with a royal crown and the emblem. Several other Spanish football teams also received this royal distinction: Real Sociedad, Real Unión de Udon, Real Betis, Real Zaragoza. Founded in 1902, Real Madrid has never been relegated from La Liga, the top league of Spanish football. The club established itself as a major force in both Spanish and European football during the 1950s. In the 1980s, the club had one of the best teams, known as La Quinta del Buitre, in Spain and Europe, winning 2 UEFA Cups, 5 consecutive Spanish championships, 1 Spanish Cup, and 3 Spanish Super Cups. The team's traditional home kit color is white, although it initially adopted a blue oblique stripe on the shirt. Its crest has been changed several times in attempts to modernize or rebrand it. The current crest is a modified version of the one first adopted in the 1920s. Real Madrid's home ground is the 80,354-seater Santiago Bernabéu football stadium in downtown Madrid, where it has played since 1947. The Bernabéu was the venue for the European Cup, or UEFA Champions League, finals of 1957, 1969, 1980, and 2010. Real Madrid holds long-standing rivalries with other football clubs, most notably Football Club Barcelona, with matches between the two teams referred to as El Clásico. Unlike most European football clubs, Real Madrid's members, socios, have owned and operated the club since its inception. The club is the world's richest football club, 401 million euros, in terms of revenue, and the second most valuable, worth over 950 million euros in 2008. Real Madrid. Full name, Real Madrid Club de Fútbol. Nickname, Los Blancos, the Whites, Los Merengues, the Meringues. Founded March 6, 1902, 108 years ago, as Madrid Football Club. Ground, Estadio Santiago Bernabéu, Madrid. Capacity, 80,354. Honorary President, Alfredo Di Stefano. President, Florentino Pérez. Head coach, José Mourinho. La Liga. 2009 to 2010, La Liga, second. Website, www.realmadrid.com. History. Main article, History of Real Madrid Club de Fútbol. Early Years, Civil War, and Franco, 1902 to 1945. Real Madrid's origins go back to when football was introduced to Madrid by the academics and students of the Institution Libre de Enseñanza, which included several Oxbridge graduates. They founded Football Club Sky in 1897, playing on Sunday mornings at Moncloa. It split into two clubs in 1900, New Football de Madrid and Club Español de Madrid. The latter club split again in 1902, resulting in the formation of Madrid Football Club on 6 March 1902. 3 years after its foundation in 1905, Madrid Football Club won its first title after defeating Athletic Bilbao in the Spanish Club Cup final. The club became one of the founding sides of the Royal Spanish Football Federation on 4 January 1909, when club president Adolfo Meléndez signed the foundation agreement of the Spanish FA. After moving between grounds, the team moved to the Campo de O'Donnell in 1912. In 1920, the club's name was changed to Real Madrid after King Alfonso XIII granted the title of Real, Royal, to the club. In 1929, the first Spanish football league was founded. Real Madrid led the first league season until the last match. A loss to Athletic Bilbao meant they finished runners-up to Barcelona. Real Madrid won its first league title in the 1931-1932 season. Real won the league again the following year, becoming the first side to have won the championship twice. Santiago Bernabeu Geste and European Success, 1945-1978. Santiago Bernabeu Geste became president of Real Madrid in 1945. Under his presidency, the club, its stadium Santiago Bernabeu, and its training facilities, Ciudad Deportiva, were rebuilt after the Spanish Civil War damages. Beginning in 1953, he embarked upon a strategy of signing world-class players from abroad, the most prominent of them being Alfredo Di Stefano. In 1955, acting upon the idea proposed by the French sports journalist and editor of L'Equipe, Gabriel Hanot, Bernabeu, Bedrignan, and Gustave Sebes created an exhibition tournament of invited teams from around Europe that would eventually become what today is known as the UEFA Champions League. It was under Bernabeu's guidance that Real Madrid established itself as a major force in both Spanish and European football. The club won the European Cup 5 times in a row between 1956 and 1960. Which included the 7-3 Hampden Park final against Eintracht Frankfurt in 1960. After these 5 consecutive successes, Real was permanently awarded the original cup and earning the right to wear the UEFA badge of honor. The club won the European Cup for a 6th time in 1966, defeating FK Partizan 2-1 in the final, with a team composed entirely of same nationality players, a first in the competition. This team became known as the JJ. The name JJ came from Yeah, Yeah, Yeah chorus in the Beatles song She Loves You. After 4 members of the team posed for Diario Marca dressed in Beatles wigs. The JJ generation was also European Cup runner-up in 1962 and 1964. In the 1970s, Real Madrid won 5 league championships and 3 Spanish Cups. The club played its first UEFA Cup Winners' Cup final in 1971 and lost to English side Chelsea 2-1. On 2 July 1978, club president Santiago Bernabeu died while the World Cup was being played in Argentina. The International Federation of Association Football, FIFA, decreed 3 days of mourning to honor him during the tournament. The following year, the club organized the first edition of the Santiago Bernabeu Trophy in the memory of its former president. Quinta del Buitre and 7th European Cup, 1980s to 2000. By the early 1980s, Real Madrid had lost its grasp on the La Liga title until a new batch of homegrown stars brought domestic success back to the club. Spanish sport journalist Julio César Iglesias gave to this generation the name La Quinta del Buitre, Vulture's Cohort, which was derived from the nickname given to one of its members, Emilio Butragueño. The other four members were Manuel Sanchez, Martín Vázquez, Michel, and Miguel Pardeza. With La Quinta del Buitre reduced to four members when Pardeza left the club for Zaragoza in 1986, and notable players like goalkeeper Francisco Bullo, right back Miguel Porlan Chendo, and Mexican striker Hugo Sanchez, Real Madrid had one of the best teams in Spain and Europe during the second half of the 1980s, winning 2 UEFA Cups, 5 Spanish championships in a row, 1 Spanish Cup, and 3 Spanish Super Cups. In the early 1990s, La Quinta del Buitre split up after Martín Vázquez, Emilio Butragueño, and Michel left the club. In 1996, President Lorenzo Sanz appointed Fabio Capello as coach, although his tenure lasted only one season. Real Madrid was proclaimed league champion, and players like Roberto Carlos, Predrag Mijatovic, Davor Šuker, and Clarence Seedorf arrived at the club to strengthen a squad that already boasted the likes of Raúl, Fernando Hierro, Ivan Zamorano, and Fernando Redondo. As a result, Real Madrid, with the addition of Fernando Morientes in 1997, finally ended its 32-year wait for its 7th European Cup. In 1998, under manager Huub Heynckes, the Whites defeated Juventus 1-0 in the final, thanks to a goal from Predrag Mijatovic. Los Galácticos Calderón and second Pérez era, 2000 to the present. In July 2000, Florentino Pérez was elected club president. He vowed in his campaign to erase the club's debt and modernize the club's facilities. However, the primary electoral promise that propelled Pérez to victory was the signing of Luis Figo. The following year, the club got its training ground rezoned and used the money to begin assembling the famous Galactico side, including players such as Zinedine Zidane, Ronaldo, Luis Figo, Roberto Carlos, Raúl, and David Beckham. It is debatable whether the gamble paid off, as despite a European Cup win in 2002, followed by the league in 2003, the club failed to win a major trophy for the next 3 seasons. Ramón Calderón was elected as club president on 2 July 2006 and subsequently appointed Fabio Capello as the new coach and Predrag Mijatovic as the new sporting director. Real Madrid won the La Liga title in 2007 for the first time in 4 years, but Capello was sacked. In the 2007-2008 season, the Whites won the domestic league for the 31st time, achieving their first consecutive league title in 18 years. On 1 June 2009, Florentino Pérez regained Real Madrid's presidency. Pérez continued with the Galacticos policy pursued in his first term, buying Kaká from AC Milan, then purchasing Cristiano Ronaldo from Manchester United for a record-breaking £80 million. Crest and colors. The first crest had a simple design consisting of a decorative interlacing of the 3 initials of the club, MCF, for Madrid Club de Fútbol, in dark blue on a white shirt. The first change in the crest occurred in 1908 when the letters adopted a more streamlined form and appeared inside a circle. The next change in the configuration of the crest did not occur until the presidency of Pedro Parragués in 1920. At that time, King Alfonso XIII granted the club his royal patronage, which came in the form of the title Real Madrid, roughly translated as royal. Thus, Alfonso's crown was added to the crest, and the club styled itself Real Madrid Club de Fútbol. With the dissolution of the monarchy in 1931, all the royal symbols, the crown on the crest and the title of Real, were eliminated. The crown was replaced by the dark mulberry band of the region of Castile. In 1941, 2 years after the end of the Civil War, the crest's Real Corona, or royal crown, was restored, while the mulberry stripe of Castile was retained as well. In addition, the whole crest was made full color, with gold being the most prominent, and the club was again called Real Madrid Club de Fútbol. The most recent modification to the crest occurred in 2001, when the club wanted to better situate itself for the 21st century and further standardize its crest. One of the modifications made was changing the mulberry stripe to a more bluish shade. Real Madrid's traditional home colors are all white, although it initially adopted a blue oblique stripe on the shirt. The design was kept in the club crest, but unlike today, dark blue socks were worn. The striped shirt was replaced by an all-white version, modeled after the shirt worn by Corinthians FC in 1902. In the same year, the blue socks were replaced by black ones. By the early 1940s, the manager changed the kit again by adding buttons to the shirt and the club's crest on the left breast, which have remained ever since. On 23 November 1947, in a game against Atletico Madrid at the Metropolitano Stadium, Real Madrid became the first Spanish team to wear numbered shirts. Real's traditional away colors are all black or all purple. The club's kit is currently manufactured by Adidas, whose contract extends from 1998. Real Madrid's first shirt sponsor, Zanussi, agreed for 1982 to 1983, 1983 to 1984, and 1984 to 1985 seasons. Following that, the club was sponsored by Parmalat and Otaiza, before a long-term deal was signed with Teca in 1992. In 2001, Real Madrid ended their contract with Teca, and for one season used the realmadrid.com logo to promote the club's website. Then in 2002, a deal was signed with Siemens Mobile, and in 2006, the BenQ Siemens logo appeared on the club's shirt. Real Madrid's current shirt sponsor is Buin.com, following the economic problems of BenQ Siemens. Shirt sponsors and manufacturers. Period. 1980 to 1985, the kit manufacturer was Adidas. The shirt partner from 1980 to 1982 was Nunn. From 1982 to 1985 was Zanussi. The kit manufacturer from 1985 to 1994 was Hummel. The shirt partner from 1985 to 1989 was Parmalat. From 1989 to 1991, René Picot. 1991 to 1992, Otaiza. And from 1992 to 2001, Teca. The kit manufacturer from 1994 to 1998 was Kelme. And the kit manufacturer from 1998 to the present has been Adidas. The shirt partner from 2001 to 2002 was Nunn. From 2002 to 2005, Siemens Mobile. From 2005 to 2006, Siemens. From 2006 to 2007, Bien Q. Siemens. And from 2007 to the present, Buin.com. Stadium. After moving between grounds, the team moved to the Campo de O'Donnell in 1912, which remained its home ground for 11 years. After this period, the club moved for 1 year to the Campo de Ciudad Lineal, a small ground with a capacity of 8,000 spectators. After that, Real Madrid moved its home matches to Estadio Chamartín, which was inaugurated on 17 May 1923, with a match against Newcastle United. In this stadium, which hosted 22,500 spectators, Real Madrid celebrated its first Spanish league title. After some successes, the 1943 elected president, Santiago Bernabeu, decided that this Estadio Chamartín was not big enough for the ambitions of the club. A new stadium was built and was inaugurated on 14 December 1947. This was the Santiago Bernabeu Stadium as it is known today, although it did not acquire this name until 1955. The first match held on Bernabeu was played between Real Madrid and the Portuguese club Belenenses, and won by the Whites with 3-1, the first goal being scored by Sabino Barinaga. The capacity has changed frequently, peaking at 120,000 after a 1953 expansion. Since then, there have been a number of reductions due to modernizations. The last standing places went away in 1998 to 1999 in response to UEFA regulations, which forbids standing at matches in the UEFA competition, countered to some extent by expansions. The last change was an increase of about 5,000 to a capacity of 80,354, effected in 2003. A plan to add a retractable roof has been announced. The Bernabeu has hosted the 1964 European Championship Final, the 1982 FIFA World Cup Final, the 1957, 1969, and 1980 European Cup Finals, and the 2010 Champions League Final. The stadium has its own Madrid metro station along the 10 line called Santiago Bernabeu. On 14 November 2007, the Bernabeu has been upgraded to elite football stadium status by UEFA. On 9 May 2006, the Alfredo Di Stefano Stadium was inaugurated at the City of Madrid, where Real Madrid usually trains. The inaugural match was played between Real Madrid and Stade Reims, a rematch of the 1956 European Cup Final. Real Madrid won the match 6-1 with goals from Sergio Ramos, Cassano, Soldado, and Jurado. The venue is now part of the Ciudad Real Madrid, the club's new training facilities located outside Madrid in Valdebebas. The stadium holds 5,000 people and is Real Madrid Castilla's home ground. It is named after former Real footballer Alfredo Di Stefano. Statistics and records. Raúl holds the record for most Real Madrid appearances, having played 741 first-team matches from 1994 to 2010. Manuel Sanchez Jr. comes second, having played 711 times. The record for a goalkeeper is held by Iker Casillas, with 518 appearances, with 127 caps, 47 while at the club. Luis Figo of Portugal is Real's most capped international player. Raul is Real's all-time top goal scorer with 323 goals in 741 games, 1994 to 2010. Four other players have also scored over 200 goals for Real. Alfredo Di Stefano, 1953 to 1964, Santillana, 1971 to 1988, Ferenc Puskas, 1958 to 1966, and Hugo Sanchez, 1985 to 1992. Sanchez holds the record for the most league goals scored in one season, 38 in 1989 to 1990. Di Stefano's 49 goals in 58 matches were was for decades the all-time highest tally in the European Cup until it was surpassed by Raul in 2005. The fastest goal in the history of the club, 15 seconds, was scored by the Brazilian Ronaldo on 3 December 2003 during a league match against Atletico de Madrid. Officially, the highest home attendance figure for a Real Madrid match is 83,329, which was for a football cup competition, Copa del Rey, in 2006. The current league capacity of Estadio Santiago Bernabeu is 80,354. The club's average attendance in 2007-2008 season was 76,234, the highest in European leagues. Real has also set records in Spanish football, most notably the most domestic titles, 31 as of 2007-2008, and the most seasons won in a row, 5, during 1960-1965 and 1985-1990. With 121 matches from 17 February 1957 to 7 March 1965. The club holds the record for longest unbeaten run at home in La Liga. The Whites also hold the record for winning the UEFA Champions League 9 times and for the most semi-final appearances. Raul Gonzalez is the all-time UEFA Champions League top scorer with 68 goals in total. 66 whilst playing for Real Madrid. The team has the record number of consecutive participation in the European Cup with 15 from 1955 to 1956 to 1969 to 1970. In June 2009, the club broke its own record for the highest transfers fee ever paid in the history of football by agreeing to pay Manchester United 96 million euros, $131.5 million, or 80 million pounds for the services of Cristiano Ronaldo. The fee of 76 million euros, over $100 million, or 45.8 million pounds for Zinedine Zidane's transfer from Juventus to Real Madrid in 2001 was the previous highest transfer fee ever paid. That Zidane's record had been ephemerally broken previously in June 2009 when Real Madrid had agreed to buy Kaká from AC Milan for a fee that was, for a few days, the first one to exceed the Zizou's transfer in pounds sterling. The club's record sale came on 1 September 2008 when they sold Robinho to Manchester City for 42 million euros. Or 32.5 million pounds. Support. During most home matches, the majority of the seats in the stadium are occupied by season ticket holders, of which there are an average of 68,670. To become a season ticket holder, one must first be a socio, or a club member. In addition to members, the club has more than 1,800 peñas, official club-affiliated supporters groups. In Spain and around the world. Real Madrid has the highest average all-time attendance in Spanish football and regularly attracts over 65,000 fans to Santiago Bernabeu. It was the second best supported La Liga team in the 2004-2005 season with an average gate of 71,900. Real Madrid's hardcore supporters are the so-called Ultra Sud supporters. They are known for their extreme white right-wing politics. The Ultras Sud have developed an alliance with other right-wing groups, most notably SS Lazio Irreducible fans. On several occasions, they have racially abused opposing players and have been investigated by UEFA for doing so. Rivalries, El Clásico. There is often a fierce rivalry between the two strongest teams in a national league. And this is particularly the case in La Liga, where the game between Real Madrid and FC Barcelona is known as the Classic, El Clásico. From the start of national competitions, the clubs were seen as representatives of two rival regions in Spain, Catalonia and Castile, as well as of the two cities. The rivalry reflects what many regard as the political and cultural tensions felt between Catalans and Castilians, seen by one author as a reenactment of the Spanish Civil War. During the dictatorships of Primo de Rivera, and especially of Francisco Franco, 1939 to 1975, all regional cultures were suppressed. All of the languages spoken in Spanish territory except Spanish, Castilian, itself, were officially banned. Symbolizing the Catalan people's desire for freedom, FC Barcelona became more than a club. Més que un club for the Catalans. According to the Manuel Vázquez Montalbán, the best way for the Catalans to demonstrate their identity was by joining FC Barcelona. It was less risky than joining a clandestine anti-Franco movement, and allowed them to express their dissidence. On the other hand, Real Madrid was widely seen as the embodiment of the sovereign oppressive centralism and the fascist regime at the management level and beyond. Santiago Bernabeu, the former club president for whom the Merengue Stadium is named, fought with Los Nacionales. However, during the Spanish Civil War, members of both clubs, such as Josep Sunyol and Rafael Sánchez Guerra, suffered at the hand of Franco supporters. During the 1950s, the rivalry was exacerbated further when there was controversy surrounding the transfer of Alfredo Di Stéfano, who finally played for Real Madrid and was key to their subsequent success. The 1960s saw the rivalry reach the European stage when they met twice at the knockout rounds of the European Cup. The latest European encounter between the clubs in 2002 was dubbed the Match of the Century by Spanish media and was watched by more than 500 million people. El Derby Madrileño. The club's nearest neighbor is Atlético Madrid, a rivalry being shared between fans of both football teams. Although Atlético was originally founded by three Basque students in 1903, it was joined in 1904 by dissident members of Madrid Football Club. Further tensions came because initially Real supporters came from the middle class, while Atlético supporters were drawn from the working class. Today, these distinctions are largely blurred. They met for the first time on 21 February 1929 in match day 3 of the first league championship at the former Chamartín. It was the first official derby of the new tournament, and Real won 2-1. The rivalry first gained international attention in 1959 during the European Cup when the two clubs met in the semifinal. Real won the first leg 2-1 at the Bernabeu, while Atlético won 1-0. At the Metropolitano. The tie went into a replay, and the Whites won 2-1. Atlético, however, gained some revenge when, led by former Real Madrid coach José Villalonga, it defeated the Whites in two successive Copa del Generalísimo finals in 1960 and 1961. Between 1961 and 1989, when Real dominated La Liga, only Atlético offered it any serious challenge, winning Liga titles in 1966, 1970, 1973, and 1977. In 1965, Atlético became the first team to beat Real at the Bernabeu in 8 years. Real Madrid's record against Atlético in more recent times is very favorable, a high point coming in 2002-2003 season when the Whites clinched La Liga after an impressive victory at Atlético 0-4 at the Vicente Calderón Stadium. Brand. It was under Florentino Pérez's first presidency, 2000 to 2006, that Real Madrid started its ambition of becoming the world's richest professional football club. The club ceded part of its training grounds to the city of Madrid in 2001 and sold the rest to four corporations: Repsol, YPF, Mutua Automovilística de Madrid, Safir Vallehermoso, and OHL. The sale eradicated the club's debts, paving the way for it to buy the world's most expensive players such as Zinedine Zidane, Luis Figo, Ronaldo, and David Beckham. The city had previously rezoned the training grounds for development, a move which in turn increased their value, and then bought the site. The EU Commission started an investigation into whether the city overpaid for the property, to be considered a form of state subsidy. The sale of the training ground for office buildings cleared Real Madrid's debts of 270 million euros and enabled the club to embark upon an unprecedented spending spree, which brought big-name players to the club. In addition, profit from the sale was spent on state-of-the-art training complex on the city's outskirts. Although Perez's policy resulted in increased financial success from the exploitation of the club's high marketing potential around the world, especially in Asia, it came under increasing criticism for being too focused on marketing the Real Madrid brand and not enough on the performance of the team. By September 2007, Real Madrid was considered the most valuable football brand in Europe by BBDO. In 2008, it was ranked the second most valuable club in football, with a value of 951 million euros, or 640 million pounds, or 1,285 billion, or million dollars. Only beaten by Manchester United, which was valued at 1.333 billion euros, or 900 million pounds. In 2010, Real Madrid had the highest turnover in football worldwide. In September 2009, Real Madrid's management announced plans to open its own dedicated theme park by 2013. A study at Harvard University concluded that Real Madrid is one of the 20 most important brand names and the only one in which its executives, the players, are well known. We have some spectacular figures in regard to worldwide support of the club. There are an estimated 287 million people worldwide who follow Real Madrid. In 2010, Forbes evaluated Real Madrid's worth to be around 992 million euros, or $1,323 million, ranking them second after Manchester United, based on figures from 2008 to 2009 season. According to Deloitte, Real Madrid had a record revenue of 401 million euros in the same period, ranking first. Along with football club Barcelona, Athletic Bilbao, and Osasuna, Real Madrid is organized as a registered association. Unlike a limited company, it is not possible to purchase shares in the club, but only membership. The members of Real Madrid, called socios, form an assembly of delegates, which is the highest governing body of the club. As of 2010, the club has 60,000 socios. At the end of the 2009-2010 season, the club board of directors stated that Real Madrid had a net debt of 244.6 million euros, 82.1 million lower than the previous fiscal year. Popular culture. Real Madrid was the featured club in the second edition of the Goal football movie trilogy, Goal 2, Living the Dream, 2007. The film follows former Newcastle United star Santiago Muñiz as he is first scouted and then signed by Real Madrid for the 2005-2006 season. The film's creators wanted to put emphasis on the changes in Muñiz's life after his move to Madrid. Production was done with the full support of UEFA, allowing the film crew to use many real-life players in cameo roles. Real Madrid squad members featured in the film included Iker Casillas, Zinedine Zidane, David Beckham, Ronaldo, Roberto Carlos, Raul, Sergio Ramos, Robinho, Thomas Gravesen, Michael Owen, Michel Salgado, Julio Baptista, Stephen McManaman, Jonathan Woodgate, and Ivan Elguera. Non-Real Madrid players to make cameo appearances included Ronaldinho, Thierry Henry, Lionel Messi, Samuel Eto'o, Andres Iniesta, Pablo Aimar, Frederick Lundenberg, Cesc Fabregas, Santiago Cañizares, and others. In the film, both Florentino Pérez and Alfredo Di Stefano presented the fictional player Muñiz to the club after his signing. Real the Movie is a 2005 part feature part documentary film that showcases the worldwide passion for Real Madrid Club de Fútbol, produced by the club and directed by Borja Manso. It follows five sub-stories of fans from around the world and their love for Real Madrid. Along with a fictional portion of the film, it also contains real footage of the squad. During training at Ciudad Real Madrid, matches, and interviews, although the film mentions all of the squad, it mainly focuses on Los Galacticos, such as David Beckham, Zinedine Zidane, Raúl, Luis Figo, Ronaldo, Iker Casillas, and Roberto Carlos, among others. The film was originally produced in Spanish, but it has been dubbed for their worldwide fan base. The book White Storm, 100 Years of Real Madrid by Phil Ball, was the first English-language history of Real Madrid, published in 2002. It talks about the most successful moments of the club during its first centenary, having been translated into various languages. Players. For a list of all the former and current Real Madrid Club de Football players with a Wikipedia article, see category Real Madrid Club de Football players. Spanish teams are limited to 3 players without EU citizenship. The squad list includes only the principal nationality of each player. Several non-European players on the squad have dual citizenship with an EU country. Also, players from the ACP countries in Africa, the Caribbean, and the Pacific that are signatories to the Cotonou Agreement are not counted against non-EU quotas due to the COLPAC ruling. Current squad. As of 27 January 2011. Note, flags indicate national team as has been defined under FIFA eligibility rules. Players may hold more than one non-FIFA nationality. Personnel, current technical staff. Position and staff. Head coach, Jose Mourinho. Assistant coach, Aitor Caranca. Fitness trainer, Rui Faria. Goalkeeper coach, Silvino Loudo. Technical assistant, Jose Moraes. Last updated, 22 September 2010. Source, Real Madrid management. Office, name. President, Florentino Pérez. Honorary life president, Alfredo Di Stefano. Presidential advisor, Zinedine Zidane. First vice president, Fernando Fernandez Tapias. Second vice president, Eduardo Fernandez de Blas. Board Secretary, Enrique Sanchez Gonzalez. General Director, Jorge Valdano. General Director of President's Office, Manuel Redondo. Director of Institutional Relations, Emilio Butragueño. Sporting Director, Miguel Pardeza. Director of the Social Area, Jose Luis Sanchez. Director of the Legal Advisory Board, Javier López Farre. Honors. Historically, Real Madrid is Spain's most successful team, having won 57 domestic trophies and one of the most recognized football clubs in the world, having won 15 international trophies, making them the second most successful team in Europe and fourth in the world for official international competition won, all recognized by UEFA and FIFA. It also has the record in La Liga titles with 31 and European Cup UEFA Champions League titles with 9. The club was placed first in the FIFA clubs of the 20th century selection on 23 December 2000. It also received the FIFA Order of Merit in 2004. Added to this, Real is allowed to wear a multiple winner badge on their shirt during UEFA Champions League matches as they have won more than 5 European Cups. Domestic, La Liga, winners, 31. 1931 to 1932, 1932 to 1933, 1953 to 1954, 1954 to 1955, 1955 or 1956 to 1957, 1957 to 1958, 1960 to 1961, 1961 to 1962, 1962 to 1963, 1963 to 1964, 1964 to 1965, 1966 to 1967, 1967, 1968, 1968 to 1969, 1971 to 1972, 1974 to 1975, 1975 to 1976, 1977 to 1978, 1978 to 1979, 1979 to 1980, 1985 to 1986, 1986 to 1987, 1987 to 1988, 1988 to 1999, 1989 to 1990, 1994 to 1995, 1996 to 1997, 2000 to 2001, 2002 to 2003, 2006 to 2007, 2007 to 2008. Runners up. 1928 to 1929, 1933 to 1934, 1934 to 1935, 1935 to 1936, 1941 to 1942, 1944 to 1945, 1958 to 1959, 1959 to 1960, 1965 to 1966, 1980 to 1981, 1982 to 1983, 1983 to 1984, 1981, 1992, 1992 to 1993, 1998 to 1999, 2004 to 2005, 2005 to 2006, 2008 to 2009, 2009 to 2010. Copa del Rey. Winners: 1905, 1906, 1907, 1908, 1917, 1934, 1936, 1946, 1947, 1962, 1970, 1974, 1975, 1979 to 1980. 1981 to 1982, 1988 to 1989, 1992, 1993. Runners up: 1903, 1916, 1918, 1924, 1929, 1930, 1933, 1940, 1943, 1958, 1960, 1961, 1968, 1978 to 1979, 1982 to 1983, 1989 to 1990, 1991 to 1992, 2001 to 2002, 2003 to 2004. Supercopa de España. Winners: 1988, 1989, 1990, 1993, 1997, 2001, 2003, 2008. Runners up: 1982, 1985, 2007. In 1989, Real Madrid won the Copa del Rey and La Liga. Copa de la Liga. Winners: 1984 to 1985. Runners up: 1982 to 1983. European Cup, UEFA Champions League. Winners: 1955 to 1956, 1956 to 1957, 1957 to 1958, 1958 to 1959, 1959 to 1960, 1965 to 1966, 1997 to 1998, 1999 to 2000, 2001 to 2002. Runners up: 1961 to 1962, 1963 to 1964, 1980 to 1981. In 1955 to 1956, it was the first time, first ever winners. UEFA Cup, UEFA Europa League. Winners: 1984 to 1985, 1985 to 1986. UEFA Cup, Winners Cup. Runners up: 1970, 1971, 1982 to 1983. UEFA Super Cup. Winners: 2002, runners up: 1998, 2000. Latin Cup. Winners: 1955, 1957. Copa Iberoamericana. Winners: 1994. Worldwide: Intercontinental Cup, FIFA Cup, World Cup. Winners: 1960, 1998, 2002, runners up: 1966, 2000. Extracts copied February 26, 2011, and read February 26, 2011. Text is available under the Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 Unported License. I'm Stephen Starry, STEVEN, STARRY. Thank you for listening.